You ready?
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. Our praises for Allah, we praise Him, we ask His assistance, we ask His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. We seek Allah's refuge and protection from the evils of ourselves. وَمِن سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. And from the bad outcomes of our actions, إِنَّهُ مَن يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. Without a doubt, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly guides and none can set astray. وَمَن يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Do I look that thirsty? And however Allah sets astray, then none else can guide. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness and testify that nothing deserves to be worshipped other than Allah, and He is alone in that right without any partner that shares with Him therein. وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. And I testify that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise His mention and His rank and grant peace and security, that he is the worshipful servant and the prophet messenger of Allah. Amma ba'du, then tonight, inshallah ta'ala, I am very pleased and grateful for the opportunity to meet here ma ikhwati lana fillah, with some of our brothers that we anxiously have been looking forward to see. And our brothers, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here at Masjid al-Wahyain in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis and Minnesota. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Masjid a beacon of light and to make us all mafatiha lil khayrat, maghaliqa lil shurur wal afat, to make us keys to open up and make good available for the people and to lock away and prevent evil and harm from the people. We are on the heels here of the month of Ramadan, Bilbab, and it is right at the door. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yuballighana Ramadan to allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. And just like any guest that a person receives, it is only from dignity and nobility and respectability that a person receives a guest bi ahsani istiqbal, in the most beautiful fashion, and that they treat their guest well. This is a noble opportunity that Allah has allowed this blessed month to reach us, and it is a guest and we are to treat it well. We are not to mistreat this opportunity. It comes in a hadith, جاءكم رمضان شهر مبارك. Ramadan has come to you. It is a blessed month. It is a blessed month. It is a month of abundant, irremovable good. It is a month that is mubarak. Every moment, every second, every day, every hour of the month of Ramadan is blessed. We are not to waste this month, brothers. We are not to waste this month, sisters. The reality of the affair is, as the great Imam Al-Hafidh Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his tremendous book Lata'if Al-Ma'arif, he says rahimahullah ta'ala, man la yughfaru lahu fi Ramadan famata yughfaru lahu. A person was not forgiven in Ramadan, then when are they ever going to be forgiven? If you don't take advantage in Ramadan, أسباب المغفرة متوافرة, and the means of forgiveness are readily available to you. تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة. In this month, the gates of the paradise are open. وتغلق أبواب الجحيم وصفدت الشياطين. The gates of the hellfire are locked and shut, and the shayateen are shackled in this month. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And Allah has those that are utaqa, that He has designated to be exonerated from the fire. وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. And that happens in every night in the month of Ramadan. Every night in the month of Ramadan is blessed. Every night in the month of Ramadan, يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ. The hadith, it says, the caller calls out. As some of the scholars, they've mentioned that this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ, and that is in every night, meaning that everything that is mentioned in the hadith about it being blessed and about وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, the caller calling out, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرَ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرَّ أَقْصِرْ. O you who want the good and intend good, أَقْبِلْ, direct yourselves, turn yourselves, devote yourselves towards the good. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرَّ أَقْصِرْ. And O you who desires evil, who intends evil, who has devoted yourself and directed yourself towards evil, أَقْصِرْ, restrain yourself, prevent yourself, struggle against yourself pertaining the evil. And this caller calls out, ذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. That happens every night in the month of Ramadan. One wording, وَيُنَادِي مَلَكْ, an angel calls out, وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. This comes in another hadith, that is in every night. Every night of Ramadan is blessed. Every day of Ramadan is blessed. Every moment of Ramadan is blessed. The life of a person is like a shajara, is like a tree. And what a person does throughout his life will predict the fruits that are yielded by that tree. Some people, the yield that is produced by their life, by their belief and their righteous deeds, are thamaratun tayyiba, khayray ad-dunya wal-akhirah. They are beautiful, wholesome fruits, the good of this world and the hereafter. Those things about which Imam, the great Imam, Al-Allama Abdul Rahman bin Nasir Al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his tremendous book Al-Qawa'id Al-Hisan Al-Muta'alliqa bi Tafsir Al-Qur'an, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yadhkuru fi kitabihi akthara min mi'ati fa'ida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his book, he mentions more than 100 benefits, more than 100 thamarat, fruits, that are the fruits of faith. كُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Each and every last one of them individually is better than this world and all that it contains. These are the fruits of faith that are produced by a person taking advantage of the time, by a person taking advantage of his life and not wasting the time. The great Imam, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إِضَاعَةُ الْوَقْتَ شَدُّ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. Wasting your time is worse than death. Wasting your time is worse than death. كَلِمَا تُكْتَبُ بِمَاءِ ذَهَبٍ. Words that should be written in gold letters, pure gold. Words that are في غاية النفاسة, the highest level of value and preciousness, words that are priceless. إضاعة الوقت أشد من الموت. Wasting your time is worse than death. يعني إضاعة الوقت تقطعك عن الله والدار الآخرة. Because wasting your time is going to cut you off from Allah in the hereafter. والموت يقطعك عن الدنيا وأهلها. Or wasting while death is only going to cut you off from this world and the people in it. Wasting your time is going to cut you off from Allah in the hereafter. And death is only going to cut you off from this world and the people in this world. As Muslims, we have the advantage in many, many regards because of the revelation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we want to have perspective about a thing, that the best place to start a story is at its end. The best place to start a story is at its end. If you want to look at the stories of the prophets and the messengers, for example, think of all the time, all the days and the nights that passed while they waited for al-faraj, while they waited for deliverance from hardship and from al-ihtihad, from being transgressed against, and so on and so forth. But we have the advantage as Muslims. When we look at the stories of the prophets and the messengers, to skip right to the end. To skip right to the end of a story. The end of a story gives you the best perspective. Laysat al-ibra, the scholars, they say, the consideration pertaining a thing, laysat fi naqs al-bidayat. The consideration that we take is in what's missing in the beginning, walakin fi kamal al-nihayat. We look at the perfection of the end result. What has been accomplished? Al-aqibatu lit-taqwa. The final determination of all affairs will be in favor of a taqwa, will be in favor of a taqwa and its people. The people of a taqwa, al-aqibatu lil-muttaqin. The end result of affairs will be in their favor. So if you want to look at this narrative of our life, this next chapter of our life, which is the month of Ramadan, and the best place that we can start is the end. Ask yourself, at the end of the month of Ramadan, what do I want to have accomplished? What is my niyyah? What is my himma? What is my azm? What is my drive? What is my ambition? What is my intention? Because if you don't have an answer for that, then I kid you not, and I guarantee you, that the reality of your affair will be what the Prophet ﷺ said. When he said, رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَى الْجُوعِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَى السَّهَرِ. Perhaps a person will fast and get nothing out of their fast except for being hungry. Perhaps a person will pray in the nighttime and get nothing from praying in the night except for sleeplessness and fatigue. If a person doesn't fast Ramadan because of his belief in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and his desire to increase in the good, having some set goals that he makes for himself, what he wants to accomplish in the month of Ramadan, then he's going to fail in some capacity if he doesn't fail entirely. That being the case, we know, all of us, or we should. The famous statement attributed to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he said, حاسب نفسك قبل ماذا؟ And to hasab. Reckon with yourself, judge yourself before you are judged. Reckon with yourself or judge yourself before you are judged. So I want to read some words of value that are going to set the framework and the structure for our talks tomorrow specifically. And then throughout the weekend. Pertaining al-muhasaba. As we approach this rukn, this pillar from the pillars of Islam, which is as-siyam, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and all that is connected to it from its tawabi', from the peripheral matters that are inseparably connected to it, a recitation of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and standing in the qiyam, and al-jood, wal-karam, wal-ihsan, and generosity and kindness, وَإِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ and feeding people from our food, and everything else that we benefit from in this mustashfa, in this hospital that is the month of Ramadan, in this madrasa, in this school that is the month of Ramadan. I want to mention some speech in brief that inshallah ta'ala we're going to read more details of over this weekend, discuss the connection of Ramadan to these things pertaining al-muhasaba, pertaining judging ourselves before we are judged. Muhasaba is accounting in the general sense of the word, and muhasaba, accounting, like accounting with money, right? A person that they take inventory and they look at what they have to work with and what they want to accomplish and so on and so forth, and they manage their affairs in the best way. And muhasaba, a person accounting, taking account of himself. A person taking account of himself. Specifically, I want to mention two statements that are both in the tremendous book that is the book Ighathat al-Ahfan fi Masa'id al-Shaytan by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, where he mentions six things that are haqqullahi tabarak wa ta'ala fi ta'a, that are the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single act of obedience that a person does. And every obligation, everything that a person endeavors in doing and trying to accomplish, there are six things that are the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are the mi'ar, they are the standard. They are the litmus test for the person to be able to weigh whether or not what he did was up to par and was where it was supposed to be, and whether it is something that is maqbool and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says, rahimullah ta'ala, in his chapter about the signs of the sick heart and the signs of the healthy heart. He says, rahimullah ta'ala, وَمِنْ عَلَمَاتِ سُحَّةِ الْقَلْبِ. And from the signs of the healthy heart, from the signs that a person's heart is healthy, are six things. And these things are, as we said, they are the right of Allah pertaining every act of worship. الْإِخْلَاصُ فِيهِ. That a person is sincere in what they are engaged in. That they do what they do, being driven by their love of Allah. Sincerity, the scholars, they say, is that a person yufridu rabbahu tabarak wa ta'ala fi thalathati umur. Is that a person singles out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with three things. And these three things, they are arkan al-ubudiyyat al-qalbiyyah. They are the pillars of the ubudiyyah of the heart, the pillars of the worship that he performs with his heart. These are the three things that make the difference between as-salaf wa man ba'dahum. If you want to know why the salaf were like they were and we are like we are, then it's what level they had of these three things and what level we have of these three things. As was mentioned by the great Imam Ibn Mandah in his book Kitab al-Iman, when he discussed this affair. Three things, and they are al-mahabbatu wal-khawfu wal-raja. A person's love of Allah, a person's hope, and the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person's fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a person knows how sincere they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much do they love Allah? How much do they hope for His reward and His forgiveness? And how much do they fear His punishment? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a serious affair. This is asl al-iman. So unless a person know that he's a believer. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ. And when you are happy because of your obedience to Allah, your hasanat, your good deeds, and you are displeased because of your bad deeds, فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنْ. The shurrah of hadith, they said, a musaddiq. And you are a person who believes, meaning that you have affirmed the wa'ad and the wa'id of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is from the asl of iman. If a person, if we were to say theoretically about a person, la yarju thawab Allahi aslan, that this person, not at all, not even a little bit, does he hope for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, لا يخاف عقاب الله البتة. He doesn't at all fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, لا يحب ما يحبه الله. He doesn't love what Allah loves. And you would never say about that person is a believer. This is the core of what makes a person a Muslim. وَيَتَفَاوَتْ And it fluctuates. It goes up and down, respective to individuals. And people have different levels of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have different levels of hope in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. People have different levels of fear in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote a tremendous book that is called Risalatun fil Mahabba, an essay about, or Qa'idatun fil Mahabba, a principle pertaining in Mahabba. And the book is translated. It was recently translated and printed by our brothers at Authentic Statement. That's not a sales pitch. I'm not making any money if they sell any copies of the book. Barakallahu feekum. But it's an encouragement to read, right? It's an encouragement to read and to benefit from what has been translated. Ibn Taymiyyah says in the last paragraph of the book, he says, فَأَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, he says, as for the believer, وَأَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, he says, as for the believer, if he commits a sin, يُبْغِضُ مَا فَعَلَ, and he hates what he has done. Why? Because he loves Allah, so he hates what Allah hates. So he hates what he has done. To some level, he's remorseful. He hates what he has done. وَيَرْجُ, and he hopes that Allah will forgive him. وَأَنْ يَتَدَارَكَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repair his situation and show him mercy. وَيَخَافُ عِقَابَ, and he fears the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has shortcomings. He falls into sins. وَأَلَيْسَ مِنَّا إِلَّا, there's not a single one of us except that we have sins. Probably more sins than we can count. But when the believer commits a sin, he hates what he has done. He hopes that Allah forgive him, and he fears the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are these three things coming into play. His love of Allah, so he hates what Allah hates. His hope in the reward, or his hope in the forgiveness of Allah, his fear in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, as for the person who doesn't have any of these things, he doesn't hate what he has done of disobedience, he doesn't hope that Allah forgive him, he doesn't fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهَذَا لَيْسَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ بِحَالٍ بَلْ هُوَ إِمَّا كَافِرٌ أَوْ مُنَافِقٌ, and this person isn't a Muslim to begin with. He's either a kafir or a munafiq. This is the asl of iman. From the asl of iman, from the core of what it means to submit to be a Muslim, الانقياد مَحَبَّةً وَتَعْظِيمًا لِلَّهِ, that a person submits and complies with what Allah has revealed, tabarak wa ta'ala, having love for Allah and veneration and respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the reward of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the affair of ikhlas, that he singles out Allah with his love, his hope, and his fear. It's the reality of sincerity. And this, inshallah, is something that's going to be discussed in more detail as we talk about receiving Ramadan in the best way. The second affair is an-nush. The affair of an-nush. An-nush, or you could say as-sidq, or you could say al-azm, or you could say al-azima, or you could say sidq al-azima. The scholars, they term it different ways. They say an-nush, which is that a person, that they are genuine, and that they are authentic, and that they are driven and determined, and so on and so forth. Now what this means is that a person is focused and they give their best effort. Quite simply, a person, لا يلتفت إلى ما لا يعنيه, he isn't distracted by what doesn't benefit him. ويبذل غاية جهده, and he gives, we don't say غاية جهده, and he يبذل جهدة, and he gives a meaningful effort. Allah doesn't require all that we have to give, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made the religion simple and easy. And he has made the religion in such a way where he loves, in Allah يحب معالي الأمور, he loves those matters that are the lofty matters. And he loves those things, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْقَلْ, those things that are most consistent, even if they are little. Those things that are al-qasd, al-qasd, as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, be moderate, be moderate. Those things that are maintainable, that you can maintain, a practice that is habitual that you can do on a regular basis. However, in the month of Ramadan, a person, they take it further than any other time. Bilal ibn Sa'ad, who was from the sons of the Sahaba, he said, Rahmatullahi alayhi, from the Imams of the Tabi'een, Bilal ibn Sa'ad, he said, مَا الْمُجْتَهِدُ فِيكُمْ إِلَّا كَلَاعِبٍ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا كَلَاعِبٍ فِيهِمْ. The person that is mujtahid, who is diligent, who is striving and struggling, is making a strong effort in his deen amongst you, and he, what is his likeness except for a person who was playing amongst them, the person who wasn't serious, meaning amongst the Salaf. And he, if they were to see the people today, that one was to say, point the finger and say, this person is diligent. It was like this person, and he is playing around. Like he's not serious, like he's not a serious person. So no matter what we do in the month of Ramadan, Ya Ikhwa, if we give our best effort in the month of Ramadan, I can almost guarantee you that what we would do on a daily basis wouldn't be at par with what the Salaf were upon on a daily basis outside of the month of Ramadan. So we have a far way to go. This affair of as-sidq, of genuineness, what separates it from sincerity, the scholars they say, is that sincerity is tawheed al-matloob. Tawheed al-matloob is that you make your matloob, your goal, one thing, which is Allah wa dar karamatihi. That you make your goal Allah and to reach the world of honor that Allah has prepared for the believers. That you want Allah and the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your one goal that you have, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between that and sidq and genuineness is that genuineness is tawheed al-talab. It is that a person makes their effort itself one single effort, meaning that a person is focused. A person cuts off distractions and they give their best effort. These things, these two meanings that we just mentioned, that are connected to as-sidq, that are connected to genuineness, that make a person from the sadiqeen and make a person far away from any type of nifaq. These affairs, the qualities of a sadiqeen, that they la yaltafitun ila ma la ya'nihim, that they don't distract themselves with that which will not benefit them. Ma la inayata lahum bi, any that which they should have any ihtimam for, that which they should have no concern for, that which doesn't pertain them, doesn't benefit them, doesn't help them in any way, doesn't bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything of the sort. And secondly, that they give their best effort. These two things they have found in two hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. The first, from the goodness of a person's practice of Islam, is leaving off what doesn't concern him. The scholars, they say, according to how much he leaves off what doesn't concern him, is husnu islamihi wa mudha'afat thawabihi. How much he leaves that off is according to how good he practices his religion, how good of a Muslim he will be, his daraja with Allah. And therefore, the amount of reward that he gets from Allah, because we know, كل عمل ابن آدم مضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها. Every action of a human being is multiplied. Every good deed is rewarded at least tenfold, right? إلى سبعمائة ضعف, up to 700-fold, إلى أضعاف مضاعفة, up to many times beyond that. What is the determining factor of all of that? Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he said this hadith, min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, from the goodness of a man's Islam is leaving off what doesn't concern him. It's from the meanings of an-nush, as-sidq, ad-deenu nasiha, an-nush, as-sidq, being genuine, being true, being determined, having veracity, right? The second hadith, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the strong believer is better than the weak believer and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, but there's good in both of them. What's the difference between them? احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, be diligent in that which benefits you, and seek the help of Allah in doing that, and don't be lazy. So this is what determines the level of the genuineness of a person's Islam. So what better time to do that than Ramadan? As we said that these six things, and we're on the second thing, that these six things, that they are haqqullahi fit ta'a, that they are the right of Allah pertaining all acts of obedience. The third thing, al-mutaba'atu wal-iqtida'u bin-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is al-mutaba'a, is following and taking the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you pattern yourself after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pertaining, and as pertains that thing, pertaining that affair that you are engaged in. So here, what is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan? What did he do? What he did not? What did he not do? Is that a person leaves off al-bid'ah and mukhalafat? Some people, the month of Ramadan approaches, they're like the Christians, they're hanging up lights in their house. Yeah, some people even last year for the first time in life, عِشِ رَجَبًا تَرَى عَجَبًا, right? Who saw the people with the Eid trees? People had Eid trees. حَسْبِ Allah. People had Eid trees. Think about that. Can you imagine? Somebody coming into your house with a tree, you say, what in the world are you doing with that tree? Oh, that's the Eid tree. Really? أَنَّ لَكَ هَذَا. In the world you get that from? Who made that up? Right? You'll see one person do it. Other people, يَسْتَحْسِنُونَ. Other people will deem it to be fair and good and something cool to do. And then somebody will have a business selling e-trees. People stringing up lights around their houses. It's very common in the Muslim world. Decorating the houses for Ramadan. There's no usul for that. This is not how we show happiness for the approach of the month of Ramadan. There's no basis for that in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا, if it was something good, لَسَبَقُونَ إِلَيْهِ, then the people in the past, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and their successors, then they would have beat us to it, right? They would have done it first. If this was a way to show happiness and gratitude for Ramadan, and somebody better than us would have beat us to it. Right? No basis for it. So this is very important, this third thing. Another way that we could say this third thing is quite simply, al-ilmu shar'i. That the action that a person does is mabniun ala al-ilmu shar'i. That it is built upon knowledge of the religion. We're going to suffice with these three things. And the other three things we'll get into, inshallah, in the later talks. But we're going to tie them in quickly and conclude this talk because I'm tired and perhaps some of you are also tired. And it's a work day and we're at the end of the work week. We have three things: sincerity, genuineness, and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first two things, they comprise the himma of a person, the ambition, the drive of a person as he approaches an act of worship. His sincerity and his genuineness pertaining that thing. His sincerity and his genuineness pertaining that thing. The third thing is his knowledge of how to proceed, Now he has the intention, he has the ambition, he has the drive. How to proceed thereafter? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said these two affairs of al-himma wal-ilm, of ambition and knowledge, they are saqay ad-deen. They are the two legs that Islam stands upon, the entire religion. The best blessing, the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, husnul fahm wa husnul qasd, is to have a good understanding and a good intention. Have a good drive, to have al-himma, and to have al-ilm, al-fahm. To have good ambition and to have a good understanding and have good knowledge. The scholars, they say that the best way to understand these three things in connection to each other is like a person who's on a journey. When you're upon a journey, then you have a destination and you have a path that leads to that destination. You have a destination, you have a path that leads to that destination. And so the destination is the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And talqa Allah wa huwa anka ar-radh, that you meet Allah while Allah is pleased with you. That is your destination. That is sincerity. That a person's goal is to meet Allah while Allah is pleased with him. Then there is a path at least to the goal, and that path, the sirat al-Islam, wal-Islam huwa sunnatu wa sunnatu hiya al-Islam. That path is Islam, the sirat al-mustaqim, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is the sunnah and the sunnah is Islam. As the Salafi said, right? So now we're missing the third thing, which is genuineness and veracity, determination. That third thing, which is the second thing in our sequence that we mentioned, right? Genuineness, al-nusr, al-sidq, al-azima, right? The different words that the scholars give to it. So now you have your destination, and you have the path that leads you all the way to the destination. This is what drives you along the path. This is what causes you to propel and advance along the path. And what is it? It's what we heard earlier in those two hadith. That a person, that they are diligent in that which benefits them, they seek the assistance of Allah and they are not lazy, and that they leave off those things that don't concern them. That's my challenge to myself and to yourselves for the month of Ramadan. Be determined. Don't play around. Don't waste time. Don't preoccupy yourselves. Be safasif al-umur, meaning with things that are petty and insignificant. And treat this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the respect and gratitude that it deserves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa sadad wa hidayah ila sabir rashad wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.